All right, so you're okay to go now.
I'm good.
Well, we're doing this a couple of days in advance. My mom is playing with her glasses. I thought she'd been doing this with her glasses on, wearing the headphones, but I guess not. That's something that happens when
you get old.
Even my mom has a podcast. Quit trying to interrupt me dropping the name of the show.
Okay.
My name's Vaughn Fry. This is
Mom.
Yeah, and we're not going to be here next week. First time in since we started, we won't have a pod. And you want to explain why?
Because we're going on a cruise.
Yeah, and we've had to take care of a lot. Part of why I didn't want to do this, aside from not doing the podcast, just all the prep, all the getting nagged. Did you bring up enough shorts? Just, oh my, it doesn't stop.
Well, I could just let you go without any clothes. So that should be, it would be interesting.
I would be okay with that. But yeah. You know what else I'd also be okay with?
What?
Mighty Patch Invisible Plus. I don't know what they're really calling this. It says Hero up here. And then it says your blemish hero. Company's name's Mighty Patch. Is it the Mighty Patch Hero Invisible Plus? Maybe that's what they call it. This is an acne blemish of
acne
zit.
Is like the
a canceled movie, movie that was completed, but they decide not to throw in theaters for tax purposes. It was called Coyote versus Acne.
Oh, okay.
Acme, that is. Okay. So yeah, he didn't fight zits, but it's about him having a lawsuit against the people because all of their products were. Anyway, I tried this stuff. I had a zit. I put it on there. That's what I have to say.
Vaughn Fry had a zit?
I tend to. So that's what I know about that. You know what? It looks to me like you have some news. Do you want to get into some news?
Well, I guess Wichita was in the national news again. We had
yay, go Wichita! Woo! We don't even have a sports team. Let's do this.
Well, we have a baseball team, but it's not. What is it?
What's
minor league?
What's it called?
I can't.
It's got
remember.
Two names. It's so important they gave it two names. They gave it an alternate name just to test it. Because one name went viral because it's horrible.
Wind Surge.
And the Turbo Tubs.
Which one do you guys like best?
I feel like Wichita Tubs. Like you kind of have that rhyming couplet type thing happening there. The Wichita Tubs. I feel like that could have worked. Wichita Wind Surge is horrific.
So we have an alternate name on Thursdays during baseball season.
And who tried to get you to go to a game but you didn't?
Maybe this year.
Well, why is Wichita in the news?
Because somebody, or bodies, I think it was a plural.
Multiple bodies found?
No, you could see in the video they captured, but they found the truck, and then they found the statue. Apparently, some people stole a Jackie Robinson statue from a baseball or a sports area in East Wichita, for underprivileged children.
I don't feel like stole is really the word here. They removed. Stole kind of sounds like something you're going to pawn off for value, you know? I think this was more of a took it away. They cut off.
Trashed.
Cut at the feet, and it's damaged, and they left it in the trash. Stolen, you wouldn't leave in the trash, right?
Right. They found it today in the trash on the other side of town at another park. And it was broken apart and burnt. So they've still got the mold, which is
neat.
They
said it's unsalvageable.
Right. So they still have the mold, and they're raising money to get a new one cast and have a new statue.
You know what?
They
need more than one name for just statue. Because it's way easier to do the bronze statue that's a mold than it is to carved from granite, carved from marble.
Right, right.
You don't pour marble into a mold and then redo it.
Well,
right?
The original is carved. You carve the original and then you make a mold.
Not hardly. It's more.
Yes.
It's more like a clay.
Well, they don't
clay.
Carve it. They don't
do
carve
clay.
It. They mold it with my hand.
Okay. What I'm saying is bronze statue does not really compete with the marble statue. I have a theory.
Correct.
Here. Actually, it's a hypothesis. Everybody likes to use the word theory because it's easy. What if this Jackie Robinson statue wasn't really bringing in the donations one thought it would? So you arrange a hate crime So the MLB comes to the rescue with big donations to line your pockets.
Well, I hope that's not what happened. I hate to think it's a hate crime in Wichita, but also I hate to think that was...
I feel like there is something suspicious about this because I don't think there is enough hate crime activity around here to think that this would be normal for Wichita, the way how the news is going to run with it.
I have no idea because I'm not in the loop on hate crimes or racism.
Not a huge fan of racism?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, maybe someday, you know? You can always broaden your horizons, right?
No.
Well, I've got some other news for you. Let's stick with the ocean first. Baby shark,
I saw it. It's so cute, the great white shark.
They saw what they think is a great white shark
baby.
This led me to believe, what were we doing with a song about a baby shark when we didn't even know baby sharks exist?
But this is a baby white shark.
Okay. How do they know that's what it is?
Well, I don't know. I heard it has a curly tail.
It looked like it was kind of smiling and looking up out of the water from the picture I saw.
They said, say cheese.
It seems weird. Now, we know these great white sharks exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know where they come from. Like, mating practices are secret, and no one's ever seen a baby.
Well, they say that they think this is where they breed.
Keep them away from the paparazzi at sea, right?
Right.
Seems kind of wild to me. I almost don't believe this anymore than I believe the next story.
Maybe you'll see a great white on our vacation.
Hopefully not. Scientists say, oh my gosh, scientists. That's getting to be a word of disdain, isn't it? It's about as suspect as saying somebody's a doctor anymore, the way we're handing out doctor. Scientists say they finally found the wreckage of Amelia Earhart's plane. Scientists, treasure hunters, what do we want to say, right?
I would say photographers, basically, or were they taking x-rays or x-rays?
I think they were on a specific mission to look for, because didn't they have like a submersible that had like an Amelia Earhart cartoon next to it and a name? There's something about this, right?
Sounds hokey to me.
Do you think they're fabricating the evidence?
I don't know.
I think we need to quit being trusting of all kinds of stuff. Right.
You're very skeptical today.
If they don't haul this plane out of the ocean, then I'm not so sure to believe what they say they've got here, especially with this grainy footage, like it's a UFO caught in a moment from a camcorder from 1992. This doesn't look that believable to me. That doesn't look like a plane wreck.
And guess what? She's from Kansas.
yes.
And
you said her voice bothered you.
It's surprising. I grew up hearing about her, Amelia Earhart, and I just pictured her voice sounding different than it did. I heard a recording of her, and I thought, gosh, that's not what I pictured her voice to sound like.
Well, if they find this plane, do you think that means they also find a body? We're going to do a test on the bones, and then, we concluded this, right?
It's so old. I bet there's no bones left.
I would like to just go missing.
Why?
Like at sea. Then you never know when I'm going to show up again.
That's true. So everybody better be good. Just like
missing
Santa Claus.
Is the best way to go.
You bet.
Because then there's a legend. No one knows for sure. The tall tale grows, all that. You don't need anybody going to your grave to dance on it, right?
If you're going
to
go missing, you better have a good plan of where you're going to go, like to a really nice island and everything.
You know, people are saying Tupac wasn't really dead. He's living somewhere. The problem with that is there's like 100 people that look like Tupac. Like, there's a lot of people that look like this guy.
Hey, have you heard the latest? Everybody's getting Travis Kelce haircuts. You want a Travis Kelce buzz?
Cut thing? Yeah. I might ask for a haircut on the cruise and say, do anything you want, but make sure you dye it a weird color to ruin the family photos.
No.
Why not?
Because you have awesome hair. Don't do that. If you dye your hair, it might all fall out.
But it might look awesome.
No.
You might actually get some listeners if I have pink hair.
Well, I'll dye it then.
The trouble is, I don't think you can have dark hair and then dye it these colors. I think that isn't that reserved more for the blonde people to dye it like light blue, right?
I don't know. I'll have to have my hairdresser.
We're talking about, why are we talking about Travis Kelce?
Because that's the new haircut, the style. All the kids were getting the.
I don't think you understand
Mahomes
the
haircut. Now they're getting the Kelce haircut. Because they're going to the Super Bowl.
And Kansas why are they City. Going to the Super Bowl?
Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Because they won the AFC title game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
So Mahomes, quarterback of the Chiefs,
Mahomie,
who never had to play a road game in the playoffs, has now won two consecutive road games in the playoffs. He's won more playoff games than a great deal of, I think, Hall of Fame people.
So I'm telling you, put that boy on the road from now on.
He's moving up the list in a way. However, I think he's a long ways from the GOAT conversation because he did lose to old man Tom Brady twice in humiliating fashion, particularly in the Super Bowl. So it doesn't really bode that well. He's going to need 8 rings all told. I have not looked up who is the favorite here, but we're going to have another pod. Are we going to have a pod before the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl is going to be a little, maybe not. We're going to be off a week. I haven't done the logistics on this, but I would say the Chiefs, I would bet on the Chiefs winning this. The teams that have been to the Super Bowl and have won just have winning understood. And I think that the 49ers, they're going to be more prone to choke this. They have a guy who is named Brock Purdy. And where was he drafted?
Last.
Dead last. And the nickname for that character.
Oh, I forgot. Mr.
Irrelevant.
I thought it was Irresponsible. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irresponsible.
Just call me Mr. Irresponsible.
So some people have tried to give him the nickname Mr. Relevant.
Oh, he is relevant. That is kind now. Of a, that he's is in a, the Super Bowl.
I like the nickname. It's a play on where one would think based on his spot. But he, as soon as he was announced as a front runner for MVP for the season, threw 4 interceptions.
Oh,
I think
guy.
There's going to be a way to get to this guy. And I don't think Mahomes can be gotten to in that way.
Mahomes.
And Travis Kelce, what do you think is going to happen if they win the Super Bowl and Travis Kelce gets Super Bowl MVP? He's going to have a little chance to give a little bit of speech. What do you think could happen over there?
He's going to say, I love Taylor Swift.
Do you think there could be a Travis Kelce Taylor Swift proposal with the ring ready to go?
Wouldn't that be so exciting?
Combination retirement announcement. See ya, suckers.
No.
And then off to the sunset.
No, he's not going to retire.
Well, I think that if he wins, and particularly if he gets the Super Bowl MVP, I think we'll be looking at a wedding proposal.
Well, he told her, I love you on the air. Did you hear him say that? I love you. He goes, I love you so much. He goes, I love you so much, it's silly, or something like that. It was really cute.
Well, that's what I'm expecting. You think the Chiefs are going to win also?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I don't see any reason why you wouldn't. Last piece of news I've got for you.
I have one thing.
Okay, well, I'll give you this one, and then you give me what you got.
Okay.
All right. There is a game developer called Rocksteady.
Well, that's a good
thing.
Make,
they made some Batman games. They kind of made their bones on Batman. They had They had a trilogy of games. There was also an offshoot called Arkham Origins, but they call it the Arkham trilogy, Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, and then Batman Arkham Knight. The second one, I actually own all 3, but I hadn't played the first one yet, but the second one is really, really good. And
really, really good.
Really, really good. The third one's good also, but they have something that takes place within the continuity, and it's called Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Oh.
And it just came out, and you play some bad guys, and people are piping mad because for a variety of reasons.
Piping mad?
So at the end of the Arkham Knight, it appeared as though Batman staged his death and then went missing so that, like, Robin and other helpers could kind of, like, take over his role, okay?
Okay.
Robin, Nightwing, Red Hood, some help from Barbara Gordon, something like that, okay? Well, then they said, oh, well, what they rounded up Batman in this game, and they murdered him. At the end of the game, you kill Batman.
You can't kill
Harley
Batman.
Harley Quinn kills Batman.
No.
And to make people even more mad, they said, this is the Arkham Batman you played with in three or four games, depending on how you look at it, that everybody really liked. They're super well received. And he's voiced by Kevin Conroy, who died of cancer suddenly. So this was his last project. The problem is, everything he did with Batman was, this is the last time. All right, this is the last time. Mark Hamill, also going to be Joker in this one, but this is for the last time with both of us. And then it turned out this is the last time, and they killed him. And everybody is really, really mad about it. To compound the issue, they tried to release this game. They call these games live service games now, which means we're taking money from you to customize stuff rather than unlock things like back in the 90s. Well, as soon as you install the game, it completed itself. So you didn't even have to play it.
Well, that's kind of lousy.
It's almost like there was a cheat code built in to like say, all right, well, you beat the game. I've never seen this kind of error. They're calling it an autocomplete error. I've never seen this sort of thing happen before. Yeah, so the joke is that, you know, they're getting what they deserve, killing Batman like this, especially when the guy had the cancer and all that, right? And they have now become every other developer, pushing something out, trying to meet a deadline, game full of glitches. That's video games for you now. Yeah, I won't be playing that unless it lands on Game Pass or it can be scrounged up real cheap. See, some of the other ones they put on Game Pass on occasion, so that there's a possibility WB Games, Warner Brothers Games, will put that on Game Pass. I might give it a look. But yeah, you have to kill Batman. There is a way out of that. If you don't play the game, then Arkham Batman never dies. Look at it that way, right?
That's true.
Should I be allowing you to doodle when I'm talking about important stuff
over
here?
I'm listening to you, but you know, it kind of goes over my head, because do I know anything about video games? No.
At one point, I might allow you to try to play a video game. Didn't you say you wanted to play Grand Theft Auto?
Maybe. Is it out yet? No, it's going to be. We're still doing this.
The original is out, okay. And that's ages ago.
All right, I might try it.
The current one came out in 2013. The next one comes out sometime next year.
Okay.
But you have a news story also.
Yes, I was going to tell you that your friend that does the new local news had this story today, the morning news show in Wichita, Kansas, again. And they said that some guy that they were building the stadium in Las Vegas, he had a sign, like a banner or a flag, I guess, Kansas City Chiefs flag, and he buried it underneath the stadium.
That sounds like a structural integrity issue.
No, it sounds like they're going to win.
He buried it in the Las Vegas Raiders stadium.
Uh-huh. He was working on it.
Are you sure he isn't just saying he did that?
No, he has a picture of him standing there, and they're digging the hole. So, I mean, I guess he could have faked it, but I don't think he did. They even gave his name on the news because it was on his
Well, the thing is, he can't be fired. Because it's like a contract thing. Hey, the thing's built, right? What are you going to do?
Right. I don't think it structurally hurt anything.
Well,
but it maybe gave them good luck.
I think it's time for a game I like to call
Movies.
Bye, Mom.
This is getting to become a fan favorite. People are really liking your explanation of Jurassic Park.
Oh, wonderful.
I think that this week, I'd like for you to describe one of the biggest hits of all time. And it's from 1977. You know what's a huge hit from 1977?
That's the year I graduated from high school.
That's not the name of the movie.
Carrie.
Maybe. Actually, maybe was that 76?
I don't know, but yeah, I got a lot of slack for that.
Movie is called Star Wars.
Okay.
Now, can you maybe tell us a little bit about how Star Wars, what's at the very start? It says right before it says Star Wars, what's it say on the screen there? About where it takes place?
In a year. I don't know.
In a year?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Star Wars, and there's a title scroll, like you have to read about things, and there's a ship that comes in. Do you remember the ship that comes in? And it's blasting the little ship. And who's on the little ship, and she has to send the droids away?
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia?
Uh-huh.
And she what does she do with the white droid? The squat little white one? What's he called?
What's his name? Was not R2-D2.
It's R2-D2.
Yeah.
And then there's a gold one that's like a person, but he's annoying.
I can't remember his name.
C-3PO.
Okay, C-3PO?
Yes.
Okay.
So she records a message for the little one, and then they go and head off, and she gets captured by this guy wearing like a bunch of what color?
Black.
And what's his name?
Darth Vader.
And he's looking for what?
Luke.
He's looking for Luke?
Uh-huh.
Well,
I am your father.
He doesn't say that yet.
I know.
And actually, that's not what the line is either.
Okay, sorry.
So the droids, they head down to the planet below, and they get in a little bit of trouble, and they're looking
they're
for
They're always getting in trouble.
And they're looking for a guy because Leia help me, so-and-so, you're my only hope. Help me.
Can't remember. Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Yoda?
Oh, Yoda?
No, it's not Yoda. It's, oh.
It's Obi-Wan
Kenobi.
Yes. So, in the process of trying to find him, they get bought by Luke.
Luke?
Luke.
Luke Skywalker.
Yes. And so they get purchased. And they play the hologram message, and they're like, hey, we have to get off this planet, and oh, don't worry, your uncle and aunt, they got killed by stormtroopers who otherwise never effectively shoot anything, but we're going to say that stormtroopers killed them, and we're leaving, but we have to drop by Mos Eisley spaceport and meet up with somebody to get us off this planet. Who's going to get us off the planet?
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
So Obi-Wan Kenobi says, let's go to the bar and meet myself to get us off the planet?
No, he's got to meet, oh.
He played another character, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I can't remember his name now. Oh, God, getting old.
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
And his big furry guy. The great
Chewie.
The great Chewie?
Is it Chewie?
Yes.
Okay.
So they take off and they head towards, oh, that's no moon, right? And they get sucked into the space station. Remember the name of the space station?
No, I don't. Death Star.
The Death Star. And there, Obi-Wan Kenobi has a confrontation with Darth Vader. What happens?
They have lightsabers. And then they go.
Lifesavers?
Lightsabers.
Okay. And they go. So what happens to Obi-Wan Kenobi? Does he loses the fight?
I think he just like goes back, leaves or something.
He leaves. So he leaves. Luke is upset that Obi-Wan Kenobi left in the middle of the fight.
Well, they're running and all then, over the place.
So then Han and Luke and Chewie, they rescue Princess Leia. They leave on the... What's the name of Han's ship? What's that called?
Give me a hint.
Well, it's a time period. It's a length of time, about 1,000 years.
Century?
Century and a bird.
Century?
It's a fast bird.
Falcon.
Century Falcon. So...
I didn't know that one, really.
So they get on the Century Falcon. They leave.
Seriously?
And then a bunch of... The Empire ships, they're called what? What they try to fight. And they're little tiny ships, kind of like, kind of named for something that might go around your neck.
Diamonds?
Diamonds, the diamond. Fighters take on the Century Falcon.
The jewels,
they fight them off. They head down to the Rebel base, which is like a pyramid. And they say, okay, here are the plans to the Death Star. And the Death Star's approaching. The Death Star is a problem when it approaches because it can do what to a planet?
Blow it up.
It can blow up a whole planet.
Yeah.
So they have to take this thing out before it blows up another whole planet, right?
Right, it's like a meteor.
So they go on what they call the trench run, okay? And Luke Skywalker, he gets into a kind of like jet fighter type thing. You know what that's called?
Falcon fighter.
The Falcon fighter. So he's in the Falcon fighter, the Century Falcon. They're all getting in this fight, right?
Right.
And everybody's missing their shots, but... Luke Skywalker is told by the what kind of ghost, using the what is able,
Obi-Wan
Kenobi
kind of
is
like
able to
telepathic
communicate.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's talking to him.
Through the what?
Oh, it's some kind of...
Use the force, right? And he hits the target, and what happens to the Death Star?
It blows up.
And then we have a big medal ceremony at the end. Who gets medals?
C-3PO and I don't know how you and R2-D2.
They get medals.
I think so.
And that's
so,
how the way
yeah.
the movie ends.
Yeah. Oh, but when does Yoda come in?
Movies.
Bye, Mom.
That was not the most accurate retelling of Star Wars. For one, it's called the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, sorry.
But I think Century Falcon is okay. That's interesting.
I'll tell you something about this movie. I was probably one of the last people in the world to see this movie. I didn't see it it came out in 77. I graduated from high school in 77. I lived in Colorado for like a year and a half. And then I came back and went to college at OSU I had been there at least probably 2 years. And then I saw the movie. So it was like, what, 4 years old?
When okay, I finally but saw you're, it. You still saw it before me. Well, so you weren't one of the last
born.
People.
Well, you weren't born.
I think my cousin Heath hasn't seen Star Wars still.
Really?
Last I heard. There are people who haven't. The type of people who haven't seen Star Wars are the type of people who buy a PlayStation just to play Madden.
Well, I distinctly remember seeing it. I mean, I was impressed.
All right. Do you have some kind of inspirational quote? I'm supposed to guess who this said this?
Yes. You get it here. We were having fantastic weather in Wichita, Kansas. It is just phenomenal. Couldn't ask.
60 degrees out. We had
a girl next door
and her cute little doggy came running by in our backyard, but you wanted to look. You can play in our backyard anytime you want it.
That's right.
He has a little ball. I went to check the mail the other day.
Tennis balls, like the size of
a ping pong.
Yeah.
There's a ping pong size tennis ball that he uses.
He's adorable.
So I was going outside to check the mail, and he came running up to me, and he drops the ball in front of me, and I throw it, and he brings it back, and he drops it in front of me. We had a dog for 13 years that couldn't do this.
I know.
Actually, 14.
Well, our dogs like to play keep away.
Our dog would get the thing, come back to you, but not give it back.
Yeah.
More like, now you have to take it from me.
He wants you to chase him.
So this guy actually would drop the ball. I mean, it was perfect. And she told me he wouldn't do that for her.
He likes you. Okay. I've always wanted to sail around the world in a handmade boat. Sail around the world in a handmade boat. And I built a boat.
But not by hand?
I'll say it one more time.
Nick Offerman.
No.
He has built a canoe.
Okay, this is a male comedian.
Okay. So it's got to be somebody I talked to you about recently. You wouldn't go too far away from that. So
no.
I'm going to say Ricky Gervais.
No.
Okay, last one. Kevin James.
No.
All right, what is it?
Will Ferrell.
I always wanted to sail around a world in a boat, and I built a boat.
I've always wanted to sail around the world in a handmade boat.
Oh, and I built a boat?
And I built a boat.
This doesn't even sound like a full thought.
I know, but that's his quote.
That's goodness. Maybe he was making fun of somebody when they asked for a quote from him. I don't know.
I built a boat.
That doesn't make any sense to me. All right, well, we are going to be off
next week.
We'll come back
with lots of good stories, I'm sure.
Or maybe we won't have any good stories. Maybe they'll be embarrassing stories.
Oh, I bet we will. Bye-bye now.
You know, I thought you would have known something about Star Wars.
It's been a while, love. I did know some.
What'd you know?
Princess Leia. Obi-Wan Kenobi. I kind of got...
They were TIE fighters. And the guys who get the medals at the end are Han Solo and Luke Skywalker.
Oh,
everybody gets upset Chewie didn't get a medal. Because he was on the ship, too.
Oh.